Ever wanted to do a little acting, but you're a complete unknown and have no acting credentials to speak of? Well, China might be just the place for you, if you don't mind doing commercials. As more and more Chinese are becoming consumers, casting agents in China are recruiting droves of foreigners to appear in local ads. Ruth Morris has our story.
Stephen Weathers isn't a doctor, but he's played one on TV in China. He also played a pirate in this pizza commercial.
I had to swing from one side, land on the ship, draw my sword, and lock swords with another actor. And I thought, this is crazy. We don't have insurance.
Weathers went on his first audition on a lark. He was teaching literature and advertising in Shanghai at the time. But he has a look casting agents are hungry for. Tall, fair-skinned, blue-eyed. The work came pouring in. Pretty soon, he noticed a trend.
Early on, most of those roles were for the foreign expert. So I was always in a lab coat, always had glasses on in the laboratory or on the design floor, on the manufacturing floor.
Even when Weathers was cast in a long underwear commercial, he was still the foreign expert.
I thought, am I going to be in the underwear? And they said, no, you're the scientist who came up with the fabric.
Not all Westerners in Chinese ads portray experts. You'll also see foreign celebrities endorsing luxury brands.
This would be Nicole Kidman. This would be Brad Pitt.
Tom Doktoroff is author of the book What Chinese Want.
This type of advertising is extremely expensive to produce, and it reinforces global stature, which is always very motivating for Chinese people.
The other motivating force is a need for reassurance. This is where the foreign expert comes in. Doktoroff says Chinese don't assume the world outside is safe. Not surprising if you've just been swept up in a monster wave of economic development. He says lesser-known local brands put white actors in lab coats to project reliability and scientific advancement.
You have people that are urbanized for the first time, owning apartments for the first time, that need household cleaning ingredients for the first time, that are starting to begin their professional journey. And these are new consumers, and new consumers always need more explicit reassurance than more mature consumers.
I'm a casting agent. My name is Sarah Shen, and my Chinese name is Jingyan Shen.
Sarah Shen finds the foreigners in nightclubs, in schools, whatever it takes. She says if the journalism thing doesn't pan out, she could even find work for me.
Yeah, of course, guarantee you.
Demand has been so high, Shen sometimes casts her American husband. He recently found himself dancing around a kitchen with some grannies and a bottle of cooking oil. The foreign expert role is no longer her bread and butter.
When I first got a job, I should have more demand for the foreign middle-aged guy to do those kind of role. But after China become more and more strong, maybe people have more and more confidence about themselves. So a lot of boss, they actually come out and say, okay, I represent my own brand.
Shen says today, half her clients are international brands trying to woo Chinese consumers. And she's seeing a lot of work for actors who are half Chinese and half Caucasian, like her 4-year-old daughter.
My name is Reina. We're taking photos.
Come here, Reina.
Reina's shooting a magazine ad for a designer watch worth thousands of dollars. Shen thinks Reina is in demand because her mixed ethnicity reflects China's rising class of urban consumers. They're more and more international. Her husband told me he's been seeing more diverse roles for foreigners, and that's made room for some light humor. In this ad, a happy-go-lucky foreigner travels throughout China, butchering Mandarin and gobbling up the local cuisine. He's endorsing a medicine for upset stomachs. As for Stephen Weathers, these days he anchors an English-language business show. But one of the last commercials he did, for milk powder, involved two Chinese experts.
And they were older than I was. We were all colleagues. You know, maybe there's now more confidence in Chinese brands, or foreign brands want to bring confidence to their brand with Chinese.
Not to worry, though. The roles for foreigners haven't dried up. Shen is still looking for talent. Especially if you can speak authoritatively about face cream in Chinese. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.